Sechet Prisit Faradala Mishnah Allah. Safik Acha Chelev. Safik Lo Acha. Somebody had two gazetim in front of him. One of them was Chelev and one of them was Shumah. And there's a Chiyuv Kari for eating Chelev amazing, and a Chiyuv Chaz for eating it Bishagim. And Shuman is Mutter. But they look similar. And he thought both pieces were Shuman, and he ate one of them. And later on he found out that one of the pieces was Chelev. But he doesn't know whether the piece he ate was Chelev or not. He's Mesupik whether he is chai to bring a chatas or not. And even if he knows for sure that he ate chelev, and he thought it was shumah, and he ate it, and then he found out it was really chelev, but he doesn't know if the amount that he ate equals a kezayis, there's no chi of chatas unless he ate a kezayis worth. So therefore, it's mesupah whether he has to bring a chatas or not. Chelev v'shumah lefana acham. This is the explanation of the first case. That somebody had chelev and shuman in front of him, and he thought both were shuman, and he ate one of them. And later on, he found out that one was chelev, and he doesn't know if the piece that he ate was chelev. So it's mesupik whether it's chayav to bring a chatas in such a case. He would bring an ushan tali. An ushan tali is brought if somebody's mesupik whether he's chayav to bring a chatas. As you can only bring a chatas if you know for sure that he did the avera b'shege, but if you're not sure that he did the avera at all, you would bring an ushan tali. Now that which he brings an ushan tali is only if he's really shoge. In other words, that he did not know that one of the pieces was chelev. But if he knew one of the pieces was chelev, just he didn't know which one, and he ate one of them, even though he knew that it's possible the one he ate was chelev, in such a case, he would not bring an ashram toloi, as he is considered mazik, even though he doesn't know for sure that he did the averus, maybe the piece that he ate was shuman, but since he should not have eaten either of the pieces, if one of them was chelev, now that he ate one of them, there is no chi of ashram toloi, as he's considered mazik. Isto b'achoso imo b'bayis. Shagak b'achas mehem ben yadua be'ezu mehem shagak. Somebody who has his wife and his sister together with him in the house. And he was bald, one of them thinking it was his wife. And later on he found out that his sister was also in the house and maybe possibly the person he was bald was his sister, not his wife. He's not sure whether he did not bear in which there is a chi of chatas for, as there is a chi of chatas for being bald, his sister. In such a case also, he brings an ashram. Tell his sister Masupah whether he is chayav echatas. Shabbat b'yom chol v'asa malacha b'achas mehem v'ein yadua b'eze mehem asa maybe asham tolim. Somebody who does a malacha thinking it was a yom chol. Later on he started being mesupik at maybe the time that he did the malacha was Shabbat. He's not sure whether he's chayav to bring a chatas, as for doing a malacha on Shabbat b'shoge you have to bring a chatas, but he's not sure whether he did the malacha during chol or Shabbat. In such a case also, he brings an ashram tali after he is mesupik whether he's chayav to bring a chatas. So therefore, the din is that he brings an ashram tali, and if he finds out after he brings ashram tali that it really was Shabbos at the time he did the malacha, or in the other case that it really was his sister that he was bald, or it really was chelev that he ate, in such a case he would go ahead and bring a chatas even though he already brought an ashram tali, as an ashram tali protects him from punishment until he finds out whether he did that bear or not. If he finds out after bringing the ashram tali that he did that bear, he's still chayav to bring a chatas as a kapara for the bear that he did b'shekhtim. Sechet Prisus Paradala Mishnah Beit Kishen Shem Achal Chelev V'Chelev V'Helem Echad Einu Chayav El Achatas Achas. Just like somebody who eats chelev twice in the same helem, he eats chelev once and then without knowing that he ate chelev, he went ahead and ate another kezayis of chelev. In such a case, he only has to bring one korban chato. So too, somebody who eats two kizaitim of safek chelev, he would only bring one asham talib. Somebody who has two pieces of safek chelev in front of him, and he thinks they are shuma, and he eats one kizayit, then he eats the second kizayit, and only after he eats the second kizayit, he finds out that it's possible that both kizaitim were chelev. They're both a safek, even though he ate two kizaitim, he only brings one asham tali, since it was behelam echad, he did not know in between that it was safek chelev. Em haisi yediyah bein tayim, kishem shuhu mevi chatas akol achas v'achas, kachu mevi asham tali akol achas v'achas. If there was a yediyah in between the achila of the first kezayis and the achila of the second kezayis, he ate one kezayis of chelev, then he found out that it really was chelev, and then he went ahead and ate another kezayis, and he found out after that 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 was also chelev, he would have to bring two chatos. Since it was done in two halamas, so too by asham taloi, somebody who has a kezayis in front of him and he thinks it's shuma, And after he eats that kezayis, he finds out that it's possibly chelev, it's a suffix. And then after he finds out that the first kezayis is possibly chelev, he eats a second kezayis, which he thinks is shuman, and then he finds out after that that the second kezayis also is suffix chelev. Since it was in two halamos, he has to bring two arshon polos. Kishen shem acha chelev v'dam, noiser upigo behelam echad. Just like somebody who eats bishoget chelev, then he eats dam, then he eats nicer about the kachin that was left over after the allotted time, and then he eats pigo kachin that one of the avodas was done with the mashevitz chutzlus mano. He did them all behelam echad. He did not know in between that any of them were aser. He thought that these were mutter. His chai is to bring a separate chakas for each kezayis of iser that he ate. Even though he ate them all behelam echad, since they are different isurim, he has to bring a separate chatos for each isur that he ate. Kach alo hodash lehen, maybe ashram toloi ako achas ba'achas. The same would be true by ashram toloi. If he eats suffek chelev, suffek dam, suffek noiser, suffek pigo behelam echad, only after he eats all of them he finds out that each one of them possibly is asur. He has to bring a separate ashram toloi for each one, even though it was behelam echad, since there are different isurim, there's a separate ashram toloi for each one. Chelev v'noisar lefanav. Acha echad mehem, ben yedua ezem mehen acha. Somebody who has chelev and noisar in front of him, and b'shoigeg he ate one of them, without realizing which one that he ate. He doesn't know whether he ate the chelev or whether he ate the noisar. But he knows for sure that he ate one of them. So therefore, in Manashach over here, he ate a kezayis of Isser. Isto nida ba'choso imo bebayis. Shagag ba'achas mehen ben yodua be'eze mehen shagag. Somebody who has his wife who's a nida and his sister with him in the house. And he was ba one of them b'shagig, but he doesn't know which Isser that he did. He for sure did an Isser. He was either ba isto nida or achoso, but he doesn't know which Isser he did. Was he ba isto or was he ba achoso? Shabbos v'yom ha-kippurim v'asa malacha ben ha-shmashos v'en yedua be'ezem mehem asa. Shabbos and Yom Kippur, and they were one day after the other. Yom Kippur came out on Friday or on Sunday, and he did malacha ben ha-shmashos Friday night or Matzoi Shabbos, and he doesn't know whether he did the malacha on Shabbos or Yom Kippur, since ben ha-shmashos is suffek yom suffek laila, but he knows for sure he did a malacha either on Shabbos or on Yom Kippur for doing a malacha on Shabbos or Yom Kippur. Did a chiyav chatos if he do so b'shoket? Rabbi Eliezer mechayav chatos, Rabbi Yeshua Paiter, but Eliezer is mechayav chatos in such a case. And since he knows for sure he didn't iser and which there is a chiyav chatos for, even though he doesn't know which iser that he did, he doesn't know whether he did a malach on Shabbos, Yom Kippur, or in the other case, he doesn't know whether he was ba'an nido or a choso, he doesn't know whether he ate chelev or no sir, but in either case, whatever he did, he's chayav chatos. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, the Manashach, he brings a chata. And Rabbi Shua Pater, even though he did an iser which there is a chiyav chata for, since he doesn't know which iser he did, according to Rabbi Shua, your pater, as Rabbi Shua learns it out from the pasuk that says asher chata ba, and he learned out from there that you only bring a chata if you know which iser you did. Amar Rabbi Yosei, lo nechle kuala iser malacha ben hashmashos shehu pater. Shani oimer miktas malacha asa me'ayoin u'miktasa lumacha. Rabbi Yosei says, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shua do not argue about somebody who did a malacha ben hashmashos that one day was Shabbos and the next day was Yom HaKippur. And ben hashmashos is a suffix yom suffix laila, so he doesn't know whether he did the malacha on Shabbos or Yom Kippur, that in such a case even Rabbi Eliezer would pater you from bringing a chata, that it's possible he did a chelek of the malacha while it was day, while it was Shabbos, and the other chelek of the malacha he did at night on Yom HaKippur, as we're talking about when Yom HaKippur came out on Sunday. So in such a case you would be pater entirely. And since you did not do an entire malacha on one specific day, you did half of the malacha on Shabbat and half of the malacha on Yom HaKippurim, you are in Chayav HaChatos in such a case, as in order to be Chayav HaChatos, you have to do the entire malacha on either Shabbat or Yom HaKippurim alone, not if you do half on Shabbat and half on Yom HaKippurim. So therefore, since it's possible that that's what happened, you're not Chayav HaChatos misafir. V'aman nechalku. So what is the machlokes of Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua? Ala oiser b'toch hayom ben yedua im b'shabbos asa v'im b'yom HaKippurim asa. Somebody who did a malacha b'toch hayom, it wasn't ben hashmashos, just is unsure whether he did it on Shabbos or Yom Kippurim. He didn't know what time it was at the time he did the malacha. He doesn't know whether it was Shabbos or Yom Kippurim, but he knows for sure that he did it during the day, not Bein HaShemashos. In such a case, since whether he did it on Shabbos or Yom Kippurim, in either case, he has to bring a chatas, or according to Rabbi Eliezer Yechayev, or Rabbi Yeshua Paters, since you don't know whether you're chayev to bring Mishum Shabbos or Mishum Yom Kippur. Oh, Allah, Oysa, Vein Yedua, Me'ein Ezu Malacha Asa, Rabbi Eliezer Mechayev Chatos, Rabbi Yeshua Paters. And so too, the Machokas, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, is in such a case that you did a Malacha on Shabbos, but you don't know which Malacha you did. You don't know whether you did Ksira or Trina, for example, whether you reap or you grind it. You know for sure you did one of them, but you don't know which one. In such a case, Rabbi Eliezer would be Mechayev Echata, since you know for sure you did an Isser, and which there is a Chiyav Chatas for, while Rabbi Yeshua Paters. And even in this case, where you know for sure that you did a Malacha on Shabbos, still, according to Rabbi Yeshua, you're Paters, since you don't know which Malacha you did. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Paitre Hayer Rabbi Yeshua, Ach Me'ashim Talib. Rabbi Yehuda said, in such a case, that you did a Malacha, but you don't know which one, or in the other cases that we mentioned, that you did a malacha, but you don't know whether it was done on Shabbos, Yom Kippur, or you don't know whether you're Baal Ishto Nida or Achoso, just like Rabbi Yeshua patches you from bringing a chatas, he also patches you from bringing an Asham Tali. As an Asham Tali is only brought if you're not sure whether you did the Isser at all. But in this case, you know for sure you did an Isser. Just you don't know which one, it's not shy to bring an Asham Tali in such a case.